Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy with Living on God's Word. Today we're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 6 from the Jesus Bible NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one of you for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their masters and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. The armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Final greetings, Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also know how I am and what I am doing. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 6. So here again, continue to heed the words to us and how we are to behave as Christians and treat each other. So let us pray. Father, thank you again for your word, for your guidance, for you tell us how to be, how to ready ourselves in the morning, how to get up armed with your word, with the Holy Spirit, with righteousness in our heart. Father, give us the strength to stand in righteousness, to stand in alignment with the Holy Spirit, so that when we talk to people, when we listen to people, when we react to people, we react out of love, that we don't feel like we need to defend our stand or even preach or teach to others, but that our actions alone are powerful words that will guide others and instruct others. For our actions are way more powerful and louder than anything we can say. In Jesus' name we pray always. Amen. This concludes today's reading interpretation of Ephesians chapter 6. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.